Good evening to you from me, Father Emil. Yes, a very warm welcome to As the Sun Sets. Well, it's the beginning of another week. I hope you've had a very good weekend. I certainly had a lovely weekend. Nice meeting people who say, Father, I really enjoy listening to As the Sun Sets. Well, it's not just a question of listening, but praying with me as we come to the end of the day. Let us begin, as we always do, by asking the Lord to be with us. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. Well, this evening I'm going to start with something a little bit different, something that I don't always play, but I know that many of you love this music as well. It's a lovely song about prayer by Sfiso.
Apendulo, un culego, un letavo, sola lena, un colega, un colega. Hay una maja, o mancha.
Our eyes are turned to the Lord, and we look for his mercy. Psalm 122, the Lord is the hope of his people. To you have I lifted up my eyes, you who dwell in the heavens. My eyes like the eyes of slaves on the hand of their lords, like the eyes of a servant on the hand of a mistress, so our eyes are on the Lord our God until he show us his mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy. We are filled with contempt. Indeed, all too full is our soul with the scorn of the rich, with a proud man's disdain. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our eyes are turned to the Lord. We look for his mercy. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Psalm 123, our help is in the name of the Lord. If the Lord had not been on our side, this is Israel's song. If the Lord had not been on our side when men rose against us, then would they have swallowed us alive when their anger was kindled? Then would the waters have engulfed us, the torrent gone over us. Over our head would have swept the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord, who did not give us a prey to their teeth. Our life, like a bird, has escaped from the snare of the fowler. Indeed, the snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. God has chosen us to be his adopted children through his Son. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. He destined us in love to be his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. He has made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ. His purpose he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God has chosen us to be his adopted children through his Son. Our Gospel reading this evening, again from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 5, all part of the Sermon on the Mountain. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have learned how it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I say this to you, offer the wicked man no resistance. On the contrary, if anyone hits you on the right cheek, offer him the other as well. And if a man takes you to law and would have your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. And if anyone orders you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles with him. Give to anyone who asks, and if anyone wants to borrow, do not turn away." Well, we continue in our little reflection on the Sermon on the Mountain. And we know how Jesus, when he spoke and outlined the various, what we call, Beatitudes, these were the doorways, the gateways into the kingdom. Today, and over the last couple of days, he's been talking about how to deal with life in the kingdom. And for the Jews, for the Pharisees, the people who knew the law, for example, the law was their salvation. The observance of the law was the way to be saved. So if the law said an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, well, then if somebody hit you on the one cheek, you give them the other cheek as well. So an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. It was the literal observance of the law. And Jesus is going further. He's saying, listen, the law tells us to do this. And of course, we have to fulfill the law. We have to live out the law. But he's asking us to go further, to go more deeply than the law, to go, in fact, deeply into the spirit of the law, to what lies beyond and within the law. It's not that the law is going to save us. It's the law that should be leading us to Christ. And if we place all our faith and our trust in the law, make the law the absolute, I think we're going down the wrong road. The law is there to help us, but ultimately it's to lead us to God and to lead us to a deeper relationship with the Lord. So today, Jesus, he mentions two of the things of the old law. You've learned how it was said, eye for eye and a tooth for tooth. But I say to you, don't even offer the man resistance. Going beyond what the law says. If anyone hits you on the right cheek, you offer him the other as well. Go further. Go beyond the law. Don't just stick to the law and say, well, the law says I have to do this, therefore I'm going to be doing this. Go beyond the law. If a man takes you to court, takes you to law, and would have you have your tunic, he says, give your cloak as well. Go further. Don't just stop with the law. Go even further. Give him, if somebody says, I want to go 1 mile, go 2 miles with him. Go that extra bit. Go a little bit further. And so that's what the Lord is asking us to do today as we listen to this beautiful gospel story that we've just heard. And so we pray today that we might truly come to terms with, yes, the law in the Old Testament, but to realize that what the Lord is asking of us is to go even further, and that is to live in the spirit of the law and just to do what might even seem impossible. To show love, but love which makes people say, how crazy that that man actually showed love and forgiveness. Isn't it true, like when we look back in our history in South Africa to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, how we, many of us, were absolutely flabbergasted that people could actually be forgiving when you lost your father or your mother or your loved one, and that in the end you could say, I forgive. That's going that extra bit. Not the law would have said, well, let's head back and let's imprison this person or let's punish this person. Whereas what we did was we said, let's listen, let's acknowledge, and let's show understanding and forgiveness. That seems so impossible, doesn't it? But that's exactly what happened. And so when Jesus says today, if anyone orders you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles. It's that kind of spirit of going beyond what the law actually asks of us. Give to anyone who asks, and if anyone wants to borrow, do not turn him away. It's always being open to the next chapter, the next step. It's really just saying, Lord, this is what I'm supposed to do, but I'm going to go just a little bit further. You want to give 1,000 rand? Give 2,000 rand. It's that kind of openness and that spirit of just moving beyond what the law would ask of us. So I want to pray today that you and I will have something of that spirit of going beyond the law. Don't just go 1 mile, go 2 miles. If anyone asks, and if anyone wants to borrow, don't turn him away. It's difficult and might even seem impossible. So let's ask the Lord to give us the grace and the strength to do just that, impossible as it might be. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My soul magnifies the Lord, since God has had regard for my humble state. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My soul proclaims and magnifies the Lord, since God has had regard for my humble state. Now, the will of Christ is for all people to be saved, and so let us pray that his will may be done. Draw all people to yourself, Lord. Lord, by your sacrifice on the cross, you redeemed us from the slavery of sin. Lead us to the freedom and the glory of the sons of God. Be with our bishops, Booty and Duncan, and indeed all the bishops of your church, and grant them courage and compassion in their ministry. Help those who seek the truth to find it, and let them be consecrated in truth. We pray especially for peace in family life, and for those orphaned and widowed. Comfort them in your love. And may our departed brothers and sisters come to the heavenly city. There, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, you will reign forever. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord God, it is our bounden duty to proclaim you as the light, with whom there is no alteration or shadow of change. Enlighten our darkness as we reach the close of this day, and in your mercy, forgive us our sins. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always. Well, that is a lovely piece of music to end with. That was Hope for Resolution by Paul Caldwell and Sean Ivory. It's a song for Mandela and de Klerk. Lovely music just to end our program with. Thank you so much for joining me, Father Emil, with this little program, or in this little program, as the sun sets. I wish you a very restful, relaxing evening from me. Good night, and God bless.